The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. It's not a Falcon Victory Monday, but it's a Jackets Victory Monday. We're going a little early with Coach Brent Key because he knows there's Lombardi time, or maybe it's O'Leary time, and he's ready to go. Coach, first off, congratulations, man, on a huge win. I know it called a signature win, but, man, that was something on Saturday.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you guys.
Brent, the situation with Haynes King all week, I know you were answering questions about Haynes King's status. I mean, was it one where you said, Coach, I mean, whatever the medical staff says, I'm going to miss this game?
Yeah, he wasn't going to, but still, we got to do what's best for the kid. We can't put him out there and put him in jeopardy of doing something. So it truly was, it was right up to the, before kickoff. We saw we'd be able to do what we wanted him to do, and he wanted to do, and he thought he was able to go out and execute. Yeah, shoot. I mean, that's the one thing about that kid that doesn't surprise me at all is his toughness. I mean, he's as tough of a guy as I've ever been around in coaching. Unbelievable kid, unbelievable leader. Does things the right way. Across the board.
Coach, talk about your preparation. We always talk about these bye weeks in the NFL, and you guys had a week to prepare and the work that goes into that. And what was the focus going into this? Because obviously you guys achieved it. And by the way, I love the fact that you just say run the ball. We play that soundbite all the time here on the show when we talk about the attitude and the makeup of the kind of team that you're building. You guys did a hell of a job of doing that. But what about the week leading into this and the prep work that went into it?
Well, it was a lot. It was one of those things where we knew we had, we were injured. We knew we had, guys banged up at really important positions. I thought the kids and the staff had handled it well. All right. But, you go 2 weeks in a row, you don't have key players, but at the end of the day, you don't win the football game, and no one really cares. They don't put asterisks on these things. And I told them that if the standard to win doesn't change, it stays the same. And no one really cares what kind of adversity you go through, because everyone goes through some sort of adversity during football seasons. And at the end of the day, we got to find a way. And we were able to do that. We were able to put together a plan. It was four offensive game plans we put together, first half, second half for both guys, and not really knowing how it was going to shake out till game time. So we had to use really every extra minute we had for those, for the bye week and the leading up to the game to make sure we were able to get it all in.
Coach, I know you'd never make excuses, but if Haynes is 100%, you feel maybe there's a couple more W's on this schedule?
Ah, come on, you know me, man. I can't. I don't live in a hypothetical world. I'd drive myself crazy if I did that.
Okay, fair enough. But by the way, and then Philo too did a hell of a job too, and he knew he was going to be part of the game plan.
Yeah, he's been preparing. He's going to be a phenomenal football player for us. He really is. There's a big future for that kid here at Georgia Tech.
We're talking with Brent Key, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. A hell of a win against a top five opponent. And Coach, when you talk about your experience, whether it be a player, as a player, or as a coach, Talk about this moment. Like, when you win these kinds of games, from the player perspective, you've done this as well. And then, obviously, now as a coach, your reaction, you know, the things that happen around you, and a memory or two if you have one.
Yeah, so Sunday night, we practiced last Sunday night, and, you know, practice was over, and I sat in front of the team. I told myself, a lot of people ask me a lot of times what my favorite memory in all of coaching, playing, and all that is. So, you know, there's no one here on this team that was even born. I said, but my favorite memory was in 1998 when we, you know, an undefeated Virginia team came down to Bobby Dodd Stadium, and I watched the goalpost get torn down and carried all over campus. I still got a piece of one in my office in the cabinet here. And I said, and I want to see these suckers come down again on Saturday night. and the team looked at me, and I said, I told myself, I can't believe I just said that. But I did. I had confidence. I had confidence in this team. I had confidence in the plan we'd already started to put together to that point. And I'll tell you this, it don't matter what type of win we have, right? We put a lot of work and a lot of time, and these kids bust their absolute tails, you know, to 300 plus days a year, for 12 opportunities to go play. So regardless of who you play or what type of win it is, I'm going to enjoy a win, and you can bet your tail that I enjoyed that one on Saturday.
It is a Brent Key with his guys, the 6-4 Jackets, second year as head coach, full season, and they're both bowl eligible, and there's room for even more wins out there. You know, running the football is a philosophy and an attitude, and you, as you said, as a tough old lineman, man, saw it against Florida State over in Dublin. I mean, just the physicality. I mean, just that's an attitude. And that's basically, is that the message when you're on the recruiting trail? That's the kind of dudes you want of that program?
Yeah, it is. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say I want to run the ball every play. I mean, obviously, we were in a situation where we had to run it a lot on Saturday. But it is the defining toughness of your football team. But I want to be able to have guys and be able to spread the ball around, be able to, you know, be explosive, you know, throwing the ball, running the ball, you know, be balanced. But sometimes, you know, adversity does hit, and you kind of playing with a hand tied behind your back, and you got to win the surest way. And we were able to do that with running the football, stopping the run, time of possession. But you want those type of guys in your program. That's what I want in this program. I want tough guys that aren't afraid to roll their sleeves up, you know, get down and dirty and do it the hard way. And I'm so proud of these receivers on this team. They knew that if they were going to be in a position that, you know, probably weren't going to be throwing the ball a lot. You know, they were going to get some, you know, love on some jet sweeps. And when their time came, they had to make the most of it. They blocked on the perimeter as good as I've ever seen. And then you got Eric Singleton, who, you know, most receivers I would think in the country would have, you know, scored on that last play. And Eric had not only the smarts to do it, but the unselfishness to really go down right there and take a knee right there on the far sideline.
Yeah, Coach, we were talking about that. I was just saying to our audience, it's so hard to tell a kid this is the right play.
Right.
But then when you have that moment for them in the moment to go, I want to score, and then you go, oh, I'm going to take a knee. Like, it's so hard for them to remember this, the small stuff, let alone that kind of thing, right?
Well, I mean, we practice that. We know how to win football games the surest way. You know, taking a knee is one of those things that it's no different than kicking an extra point when you need to or going for a two-point conversion. I mean, it's part of the game. It's part of things we ingrain into our program, into our kids.
Coach, by the way, Brent Key named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. If you are, you get these awards when you start beating top five teams.
Right, right.
And I know Brent Key doesn't care about all of that. He cares about winning. I want to ask you about your defense. Coach, you held the number one scoring offense. For those who don't know, Miami came in here. They're averaging 47.4 points a game. Coach, you held them to 23. Let's talk about your defense.
Man, I couldn't be more proud of those kids and the job that Tyler Santucci's done since he's been here. Seeing these guys develop each week and improve each week. And, I mean, we got news right before the game that, you know, Warren Burrell, starting corner, you know, isn't going to be able to go. So, you know, we had a whole game plan wrapped around, you know the nickel position in Restrepo. And we had to move, you know, Rodney Shelley out to corner from nickel. And, CT, you know, Clayton Powell-Lee goes down and plays the nickel spot for the first time all year. So, you know, and
this was right before the game, Coach?
This was 10 minutes before kickoff, guys.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was some adjustment, as you can say. So, you know, Tooch did a great job. I mean, it's just to be able to kind of, you know, you bleed a slow death in some of those and, you know, play great situational football. We did that. We knew they were going to get their yards. But we were okay with giving up some of the yards as long as we were able to – get to the red area, get stops in the red zone, get stops on third down. When third downs presented themselves, we had to get off the field, and we did that. And then the best defense I think we had was the ability to, control the clock on the offensive side.
And, Brent, I don't know, from watching on TV and from my friends who were in attendance, it seems like, there was some chippiness from Miami, and you guys maintained your poise the whole game.
Yeah, that was something we started earlier in the week and really a culmination on Friday night of talking about the emotional and mental discipline that we had to have in the game. And, it's funny, I kind of show my age here, but I said, y'all can argue all you want about who the greatest basketball player of all time is, but there's no argument who the greatest clutch player of all time is with like one shot left or, one shot under 60 seconds. And I showed the top 10 greatest shots of Michael Jordan and talked about how, in those pressure situations, Jordan still shot 10% less than he did from the field and every other time during a game. But that 10% less that he shot was the best ever compared to most people who are about 50% with less than a minute to go in a basketball game from what they normally shoot. But how'd he do it? Well, he was able to ignore the distractions, ignore people, the cheerleaders, the people in the stands, didn't care about what he was wearing or how he was dressed. He ignored all of that and focused on what was really important and had that emotional discipline to do it.
Yeah, it's hard for us to disagree with any of that. Right. We've had those arguments, Coach. Trust us. It's Brent Key here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So the Jackets are bowl eligible, guys. Again, they are 4-3 ACC record. They're guaranteed to finish, 500 or better. Coach, let's talk about the schedule. It's a little unusual, right, with how things finish for you guys. I think it's Thursday and then a Friday game. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. We get a little bit of a reprieve here at the end. I think we went 5 straight to start the season, after going overseas. And that was rough. We come out of that first bye. We played 2 games, played pretty well, and then that's when the injuries really started happening. And, there's no excuses, though. We played Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, and, we're shorthanded. Mm-hmm. We're able to get some guys back for this past game, but now we've got a little bit of a
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of some padded area, padded room in between to right. help get some guys ready to go for these last 2 regular season games.
It was funny, we had Shane Beamer on last week after that great win they had over A&M, and I asked him, did you have recruits there? So I'll ask you, man. You had some recruits there on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of them, a lot of really good players. That's how you got to keep getting better. We got to continue to improve our depth. The depth on the team, improve guys, and we'll have a lot of guys leave, and we got to get new guys coming in. I mean, that's our lifeline, is ability to recruit at a high level, recruit the best players here in the state and all over the South.
And just as a follow-up, we were talking about this off the air, and we hadn't had a chance to talk to you, Brent, in a minute. It seems like everybody, all the ships are in the same direction, the boosters, the collective. It seems like they're giving you the resources you need to get it done at this level.
Man, isn't that cool to see here, just to see everybody aligned and everybody on the same the same mission, everybody wanting the same thing, but also not just saying that we want something, but actually, backing it up and everyone moving the same way. And man, it's so cool to be a part of.
Did you get a piece of the goalpost, Coach?
Supposedly, I think they got it. They're cutting it up, and they're going to get a piece to some of the players. I still got it. Hey, look, right over my right shoulder, I've got the piece from like 1998, 1999 pieces. So when I saw one of the pieces going up the stands and taking, heading out to Tech Wood,
yeah,
I said, I screamed down and said, keep another one. I want these players to have a piece of it, too.
Exactly. Yeah, the kids, I say this, man. I love this part of college football. And, Coach, you know this. Being a player and having now, you're doing it as a coach. There's nothing better, man. There just isn't.
to see the fan base. And by the way, real quick before we let you go, fans were incredible. I thought the crowd was amped.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
it's so cool to like see people engaged and excited about Georgia Tech and excited about the games. I mean, our student section has been off the chain. Like, I mean, they are
right.
They are awesome. Take 25,000 of our closest friends. And we can build rockets and send to space, and we can change. You know, we can build computers. We can change the outcome of football games too.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, man, so happy to see you having the success. Congratulations on getting bowl eligible, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you before the Georgia game, and that's going to be a war, man. Congratulations, brother.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man, so much. Look forward to talking to you very soon. Go Jackets.
Brent Key! Keep doing it, man. Keep doing it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.